good Super Bowl. It was. It was pretty darn good, to be honest with you. I thought, for some reason, Tom Brady. I mean, I was around so many Brady haters, man. People get exhausted of winners. It's like they just want to root for somebody, the underdog. And I guess I was one of the few in the crowd that I want to see Brady win as many as possible. I think this is history in the making. To see him have the success that he has at this age, congratulations to him. Won the MVP at 40. And I thought that was a beautiful thing. I enjoy it. But many people, man, when I was at that party, boy. I mean, they didn't have no horse in the race other than just beat the Patriots. I'm like, wow. That's the following that you get, unfortunately, when you're winning. It's all about winning. And when you do, you have haters, lots of them. And I was talking in that party about just some of my current things, you know, because I've been disappeared a little bit. One of the things, you know, I got sick and I went ahead and fell off the face of the planet. And then on top of that, I've been out of commission, going to the gym, playing basketball. I stopped in November. I just said, fuck this. I'm out. And I haven't done absolutely nothing. All I was doing was partying, eating ice cream every day, three or four times a day. You know, I get really bad in my binges because I can eat breakfast. The first thing I'll crave when I know I'm in that phase is that I'll crave ice cream in the morning. Not eggs, not hash browns, none of that bacon. It's ice cream. And I get up and have a pint of ice cream. Unbelievable. No one understands that level of intensity because they don't have that threshold where they're like, as far as the binging level, they're probably at a 6 or 7. I'm at an 11 or 12. I really go hard when it comes to eating bad. But then the good thing about me is that I'm able to reel it in once I know it's time to get serious. Once the pants get a little tight, once the belly sticks out a little bit too much. But yeah, as far as compared to normal. But, yeah, I this year was a little bit different because I hit 290s, and I'm saying to myself, whoa, I don't look 290. I've seen what 290 looks like, and I don't look like 290. Like, my body is carrying it well. I'm like, wow, interesting. Very delusional. Right, either that or my eyes getting bad. But no, I started going back into it. I was telling these people at the party that, you know, I just kind of took some time off and getting back in the swing of things. And, you know, I went ahead and had a weigh-in today, lost 7 pounds. This is my last one. So, you know, I know what I'm doing. Pretty much, you know, I know what I'm doing for me. And I think, and everyone's different. That's the thing. I was actually a guy. It was interesting because we were just here hanging out, and then we saw a commercial, Super Bowl commercial, of this guy that we know, right? And he runs a car dealership here in town, and he had a Super Bowl ad, right? Cost a lot of money, and everyone's like, oh yeah, there he is. You know, we know him, right? Like, because we all play basketball with him. And then it's like, oh, the guy that was hosting was like, no, he's my neighbor. Let's go wake him up. I'm like, guys, really? The guy's at home, exhausted, probably tired, hanging out with his family. You gonna go crash in? Sure enough, he's a good sport. He comes over. You can tell he was just like in his t-shirt and shorts, not trying to impress anybody. We're talking for a bit. It's like, you know, why are they pulling this guy from his house to just shoot the shit, right? And I'm just the one shooting the shit, what I might do. I don't even know why these guys are bothering you. You're in there with your family doing your thing. But he goes ahead and tells me, he's a former athlete, played, you know, played football. He was just telling me about the ketosis. We're talking about a lot of things. But the one thing he's talking about, he's currently in a keto diet. And basically what that is that when you're using the fat in your body as energy instead of carbohydrates, instead of sugar, instead of the glucose, that your body, you have to eat a certain way in order to enact the production of your body using fat as fuel. And I know all about that. So we were talking about it, and it worked for him. The guy looks slim from what I typically seen him. And he says, you know, it's good. I have great energy. And I think that's awesome. And there's no right or wrong in the way you pursue whatever it is when it comes to weight loss. But I think the key is just being comfortable with what you're doing, because you want it to be a lifestyle. You don't want it to be a gimmick. So I know what I do is I don't, through all the stuff that I've tried, intermittent fasting, Atkins, vegetarian, you know, just bodybuilding, you know, restriction where, you know, you eat grams of protein per pound, 1.5, 2 times, you know, very strict when you kind of keep your calories, not your carbs under 100 grams. Things like that. So I've done the plethora during my 7-8 years of food sobriety, as I like to say. And what you realize for me, my formula is simple. It's just keep it under certain calories and eat quality, as much quality as you can under those calories. So, you know, my sweet spot is around 20, to 2,400 as far as maintaining the weight that I have now. So you subtract 500, 600 calories from that, and it becomes 1,800. So I basically have to eat around, you know, 1,800, 2,000 calories a day in conjunction with a little bit of exercise to have some weight loss. And that's what I do. Now, I don't worry about what I eat. I just worry more about if it's quality. And if I cook it, in my opinion, if I cook it with health intent behind it, meaning I'm not frying it, I'm not throwing heavy oil in it. You know how Puerto Ricans, if you don't know anything about the Puerto Rican culture, we like to fry everything. We like to heavily season, heavy sodium, heavy fat. And it's bad for you. It's like a regular egg and you throw it on the fryer. It's totally different, right? I mean, especially, it's the same thing with a vegetable. Sweet plantain, you fry that thing, it's the different experience than baking it. And that's what we're used to, our culture. So it's just being able to eat things that are healthy, that are basic. It's not processed. It's not something that's coming straight from the, you know, microwave. You cooking it from scratch. So I typically cook rice with beans. I don't put a lot of salt in it. I don't put any major seasoning in it. And I'll go ahead and go to town, put it in the oven as far as the meat with chicken. And I'll give it for a couple hours, and voila, I have a meal for the week. You know, at least five meals that will entertain me. And I'll take those. And then during the week, let's say I'm here at work and I don't have anything to eat, I'll have something, you know, healthy. But it obviously it's not going to be organic in the sense of cooking it yourself, but I have it. So I'll have a chicken Caesar wrap. Oh, that's probably for me for maybe 400 calories, four and change, I would say. And that'll fill me up. I'll have a smoothie. You know, as long as I see it being made, you know, with milk, and I'm okay. Anything that's derived that way, I'm okay with. The problem, I try to stay away from fried stuff, processed stuff, and just anything with heavy sugar, right? I mean, you're going to have some, but at the end, you want it to come naturally. You want it to come from fruits, from whatever you eat, from rice, pasta. It's okay. Like, people want to make you think that rice and sugar is not good. It's okay in moderation. You got to, you know, as long as it comes from a natural source, you're okay. Like, it's not going to hurt you if you eat grapes. Oh, it has sugar. I get it. It has sugar, but it's natural. It's coming from the fruit. It's okay. It's not going to have the glycemic indicator as far as it's not going to spike up your energy levels as high as it would if you have a candy bar. But yeah, so I kind of keep it along the lines of, okay, cook as much as possible for myself. So I'll have rice, I'll have chicken, I'll have pasta, but I make it all at home, all from scratch, and nothing where it's healthy, right? I mean, I have to make sure that is in a good dietary supplements as far as the guidelines. And you just have it, and you watch yourself, and then I give myself a cutoff of time of eating. So after 6 o'clock at night, I'll go ahead and say, okay, that's it. It's a wrap for me. You know, I'll have, if I'm hungry, I'll have dinner, and that's it. And if I get really hungry after that, only thing I'll allow myself to have will be almond milk, or I'll have fruits, things like that, where it's something natural. And I try to just be conscious of my calorie intake. And I typically, what I do for myself is I can go through a long window of fasting. So I could not eat anything. I haven't eaten anything all day. For example, I have not eaten one thing today. And it's right now we're looking at afternoon, 12:30. And the last thing I ate was last night at the Super Bowl party, which was probably 8, 9 o'clock. And I haven't eaten nothing yet. And I already worked out. So think about that. Not many people can do that. Not many people can go on an empty stomach and exercise and feel fine. I can. I'm used to it. My body's okay with it. But not everyone's body's made the same. Because I have friends that, man, they got to go every 2-3 hours eating something, especially when that training workout mode. It's like, oh, I can't do it. And I know, I understand that. And I just don't – what I've realized is that you can't follow the playbook of what the next person is doing. You have to make yourself your own guinea pig and just follow the blueprint of – your body will tell you. It's no different than when you have an injury, when you get hurt and maybe it doesn't come across, like you feel a little twinge and you just kind of like, oh, it doesn't feel right. And that's the same way I feel with eating and dieting at this stage, is that I know myself enough that – some of the things I do are not conventional in what is being taught, but it works for me. And I think that's what I always try to tell people. They try to ask me about diet and nutrition and exercise. It's like, look, you have all this stuff out there that works. South Beach Diet, you know, you can just try all of these things. Whatever works for you that you can implement permanently, do it. Like, that's the key. It's like whatever you can sustain for your life. In my case, what I can sustain is cooking at home once a week. rice and beans, you know, a little Puerto Rican, but the healthy method. It's like rice, beans, right, all cooked in the steamer, all cooked from scratch with no little seasoning, and then some meat in the oven instead of being fried, instead of having fat in it, right? And then you just have it. And then it just becomes that 900-calorie meal becomes 400, you know, 500. And that's the way I think. I think along the lines of numbers and having stuff that is healthy. And then if you get hungry, have a smoothie. Make it from scratch. Throw some fruits in there with some yogurt. You know, whatever it is. But, you know, I try not to – I know people get all caught up in the, oh, well, it's got to be gluten-free. You know, it's not organic. I'm not into that stuff. That I feel that, hey, if it works for you, by all means. But at the end of the day, my ancestors have eaten rice, and they were fine. You know, there's people out there, you know, the Asians were eating rice, no problem. Italians are eating pasta, no problem. So it's all in your DNA. It all comes down to genetics. I mean, we see people that are smoking, don't have a care in the world. And they'll say stuff like, well, you know, my parents, they smoked all their life like a chimney. And I hear you. You know, and that works for you. No, not for me, it doesn't. But everyone's different. And I mean, my dad, you know, my dad, I've seen him, you know, light up once in a while. A little cigarette here and there. Nothing common, right? But I've seen it. And it's okay. Like, I just feel people need to, they're looking for the answers from someone else. And in reality, they have the answers. They just got to do the research and go through trial and error and just try things out. Just be like, okay, what do you want to eat? What, you know, like for me, it's like, okay, I could do intermittent fasting. I could do that diet. Like that, or that lifestyle, I should say, where I could go long windows without eating. Now, as far as the whole, whereas the bodybuilding one, where you're just taking in grams of protein per pound and you're having to do it 6-7 days a week, you know, 6 times a week, I should say, that's a little more exhausting to me. I can do that for 2 or 3 months, 4 months, but I can't sustain that as a lifestyle. Now, but I know I get great results, but I get great results doing anything. It's just making sure that I exercise. I eat less than what my body needs to sustain the weight of where it's at, understanding that, and going from there and just keeping it simple, because eventually you'll get there and you can't have any rush. Remember, when all of us, man, when we, you know, I go back to my base. So in a couple months, I'll be back to where I normally am, because my body's, I sustained it for so long at a certain weight, at a certain range, that it naturally, I reset my body. That's why when I went into the scale today, 7 pounds. Because my body automatically, once it starts seeing that, hey, all right, this guy's back on track. Let's push this thing out. Let's get out of here. And it starts readjusting again. Right? Because I've worked for so many years to create that new set point. And my set point now is in the 260s. 250, you know, high 250s, 265. That's my set point where my body's really happy in that zone, in that place. And I look good. I like it. Now, if I want to push harder, then I have to work a little bit and sustain it. But at this stage in life, I'm comfortable being in my 260s, 255, 265 range. I'm happy that way, man. It's nothing wrong with it. Not looking bad for an old man. And I think for everyone, you just have to be your own guinea pig, man, and try things out, figure it out, and see how you can implement both your eating regimen and your exercising into a lifestyle. Like, I just did weights. It's like, you know, just a little intensity, but 20, 30 minutes, man. I do it during lunch now. That's how much things I have scaled back as far as my exercising and my regimen, because I know most of it comes from eating, in my case anyway. You know, some other people that may need to exercise more at this stage. So you have to trial and error, figure it out, and I think it's a good start. But, yeah, February, here we are, and I'm slowly getting back in the groove, man, which is exciting and good stuff.